This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Also on the Odyssey app. Get it for free. Put it on your phone. Now, a couple of things that we need to touch on real quick here. One being the weather. Now, I made a promise last week, Jamie.
Yep.
I'm not dealing with the weather anymore. I'm not going to be the guy forecasting anymore. I'm not going to say, hey, you're going to get this many inches here or this much rain over here. I'm sick and tired of the backlash on Texnado, okay?
Well, no, you're that commercial.
Yes.
You know, when you become your parents.
I'm not going to be that commercial anymore, okay?
Okay.
I'm done with weather. So I'm going to play this for you and just leave it where it is.
No, you okay? Can't. You can't.
Watch. This is Stacey.
You're going to be strong. Yeah.
Stacey Donaldson over Denver 7, okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You know who Stacey
is,
right?
Did.
She's been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not saying she's old.
Well, she's not old.
No, but she's been around a long time.
I don't know if she's been around that long.
Here's Stacey.
A big cool down coming our way, though. And as we get into Wednesday, we could see some rain and snow here across the Front Range, which would be our first snow of the season here for Denver. As we get into Tuesday, at about lunchtime, we'll see rain and snow here off to our west. And then we'll see some of that rain push across the Front Range into Tuesday afternoon. And then overnight, the cold air moves in, and we'll see that rain change over to snow going into Wednesday morning.
Uh-huh. Here's what I think.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to help. Yeah, nope.
I told the roofer guy, I was like, his name is Jesse. By the way, Jesse Roofs. I better wait and see if he does a good job before I give him a shout out.
Yeah, make sure you got no leaks.
Yeah, right? Anyway, I was like, dude, it's gonna be snowy and stuff. I don't know if you want to put a roof on. He's like, we work in all kinds of weather.
Yeah.
Like the mailman.
Yeah,
they're not going to stop us.
I know.
So. I think you could get quite a dusting over there
Wait,
you
know? What?
No, I have no idea what's about to happen. I have no idea. Broncos win.
Yay! Yay!
Man, this team's on fire. We're looking good, man. What, six wins now?
Yeah,
six
and two.
And the Avalanche.
Yeah, five in a row, baby.
Yeah.
Let's not take away from the Broncos.
And the Dodgers. What a game, man.
We don't care about the Dodgers.
I love the Dodgers.
We're talking Broncos.
I love the Dodgers.
Broncos won. Bo Nix is a hero.
Did you see that guy hit it out of the park?
Yeah, I saw it.
Wasn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And then the guy that caught the ball, they had to escort him out with, like, security.
Yeah, him and his kid.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you did see it. Ha-ha.
I did see it. Yeah, I said it. I saw it.
Yep.
I saw it. All right, anyway, Broncos win. Beat up on Carolina. Two tough games coming up, though. They got to go out to Baltimore and then to Kansas City. So we're about to find out what we're made of, man.
Yeah, that's going to be really hard.
I feel bad about... I mean, I'm not feeling it with Kansas City.
Really?
Yeah. feel like they're...
Yeah, me either. I'm not feeling it with Baltimore.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. All right, so let me get into this Thanksgiving thing real quick for you, okay?
Thanksgiving. You say Thanksgiving weird.
Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Okay.
You always have. It's like a Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's like an up and then a down.
Well, let me give you the update on Thanksgiving at my house, okay? All right. Now, as you know, I was a little perturbed last week because I got scooped by the in-laws that they're going to do Thanksgiving at their house. I love to do it at my house. Boom, boom, boom. Second year in a row. And I'm not happy about it. I'm not a taco and burrito guy for Thanksgiving. I want my turkey. Okay? It's very simple. Well, I got scooped on it. But I thought, now, if I can get my kids in here from out of state on Thursday for Thanksgiving, I can probably, you know, I got a great excuse to not go and do my own Thanksgiving. Well, yesterday, I sewed it up. I got the kid from New York coming.
Nice.
Kid from LA coming.
You haven't seen the one from New York in a while.
Year.
Yeah.
It's been a year.
Oh, good. I'm glad he's coming in.
Yeah, he's coming in. Spoke to him over the weekend. I spoke to all the boys over the weekend. We're all set up, but here's the only thing. They can't come in till Friday.
Oh,
because each one has girlfriend, boyfriend,
and they gotta go do their
parents. Yeah. I told you,
it's always about the girl side. It's always about the girl side.
It's the boy side.
Oh yeah, that's right.
He's gay,
right? Right. Well, so I obviously know which side that one is.
What's going on there? I can't explain that one, baby. It kind of works for your theory, but it kind of doesn't.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, but yeah. I think now, your son might be a plug.
Now my one son in California has a girlfriend. She's been out of a job since January.
Oh no.
Oh.
She's been looking, and she's been interviewing and whatever. Can't find a job in the field that she's in. And interview after interview after interview. So yesterday when I talked to him, he said, Dad, because I reached out to him and said, hey, guys, I will pay for your airline ticket.
Because I need to prove a point to this other family that I have family, too.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're exactly right, Jamie. It was a grudge match.
No, you told me.
Oh, yeah. It was
you
total
said, I'm
grudge.
Playing all the boys in.
Yeah, BJ, I'm working the system, man, with my kids. So I get him on the phone yesterday, or he calls me, actually. Pick up the phone. He goes, yeah, I can do it, Dad. I'll be there. No problem. I can't come because we're going to Kaylee's for Thanksgiving Day, but I'll be there on Friday. Well, I didn't say anything. I thought, okay, well, you know, if you got plans, whatever. Yeah. And he goes, but Kaylee never got a job, you know. And
things are tight.
She'd like to go, too, if it's possible. And I knew what that meant, right?
Dad's on the hook.
Yeah.
I mean, she's sitting right there. I can hear her in the background. Yeah. I tried to get a job. So I was sprung for that.
Yeah.
And then I thought, you know, you come in on Friday, probably going to leave on Sunday. Nope. Going to stay all week, and they need a hotel room.
Oh, no!
All week?
But son, I've got an extra bedroom.
Yeah.
And we'd rather have our own place, Dad.
Oh, man. Wow, that's not very nice.
I should have just had tacos for Thanksgiving.
Right?
It would have been so much easier.
So much cheaper. But no, I have family, too. Yeah. Watch this.
Having to prove a point, but, and now it's cost me $2,000.
Well, and not only that, but now you're on the hook to go to their Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you have to go.
Yeah,
I know.
I lost all the way around.
Now you are having a burrito, and you're in debt.
Yes, yes, it's completely backfired on me,
Jamie. Oh my God,
that's
so
my
bad.
Whole... It's terrible.
It is terrible.
It's the worst Thanksgiving ever.
No.
All right, when we come back, I got a prison letter.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, it, good.
It, yes.
The guy sent it to the show. Obviously,
is it the same guy that
Shane?
We? Is,
no.
Yeah. No.
This is a brand new.
Oh.
We're big over at the federal prison.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, people love us. Those prisoners, man, they love us over there. Now, I'll read you the letter when we come back.
Oh, okay.
Back,
all right.
It's pretty good.
All right. I can't wait. Does he tell you why he's in?
He's inmate Nolan, number 684444.
Because Shane never told us why he was in.
No, this guy doesn't either.
Why don't they tell?
I don't think they like to disclose it.
I kind of want to know, though. That's the interesting part.
Yeah, I agree. We can write him back and find out, you know, exactly why he's in there. Probably, you know, something like, I don't know, bank robbery.
Yeah.
Something major. Well, you're in a federal prison. So you did something on a federal level. Right.
Stole some mail.
All right, we'll read this. Nolan is it.
Okay.
He wakes up to us every day.
So. Oh, hey, Nolan.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, we'll read it when we come back. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Happy Monday, Halloween week.
BJ and Jamie.
You're going to love this, Jamie. straight from the prison, man. Straight from the lockup over there on Kipling. This is the federal prison. Another inmate says the entire place wakes up to us.
Nice.
Every day. All right, here's the letter.
I wonder if he knows Shane.
Yeah. I'll bet he does. That's a close community.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a fenced community, too.
Oh, it is.
Gated?
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah. Fancy.
Here's what he wrote.
Gated.
To my favorite morning show. You're going to love this. To my favorite morning show, BJ, Jamie, Carter, and Dylan.
Carter.
Oh, my God.
It's my favorite part.
Hey, Carter.
Carter. I see where you're really printing, Carson, with the audience over at the lockup. Yeah. I've been listening to your show forever, Carter. I've arrived at the Inglewood early in 2020.
Ooh.
That was COVID time, ooh, right? You've kept me company every single day here. I work in a sewing factory here at the prison. We produce military athletic shorts.
Military athletic shorts.
We make short shorts for the Army. Oh,
wow, I didn't even know that. Wow, all right. Military athletic shorts.
Yeah, they got to work out.
Okay.
Know? All right, so he goes on to say,
I bet they're camouflage.
I would guess you're right, Jake.
Anyway, what?
He said, recently on your show, BJ, you were wondering what our food is like here in prison. Remember, I brought that up?
Yep.
And he said, you brought it up because of the P. Diddy situation.
Yeah, because P. Diddy doesn't like his food.
Federal facility, we're a federal facility, all the same. Menus pretty much run hand in hand and are already provided on a national level. So what we have here, he has there. So if I closed for you, the menu.
Oh, looky wow. There.
Thank
the
you for your wonderful
2024 national menu. It says national menu.
Yeah. I can tell you what Diddy's eating today.
Wow.
Yeah, right here on the net.
Find
I'm going to frame
this. Today is Monday.
Hang on. I got to finish the letter.
Oh, I thought you were done. Why are you
thank
so
you
angry?
Oh, God.
All right, what?
Thank you for the wonder. I'll bet you they don't help with the ratings, do they, over to prison?
I thought you were going to finish the letter.
Oh, thank you for the wonderful entertainment. Dylan, did you know that your laugh reminds me of the TV show Rick and Morty?
Oh.
Padel, did you know that?
That's nice of him. That's a good compliment. And I love that show.
They like you over to prison.
Yeah.
Those
are my people, man.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Bend over, I'll drive.
I'm not saying that, Jamie. Rick and Morty. Loyal listener, Nolan, inmate number 68444.
Okay.
I don't know why you had to throw your inmate number in there, but if I ever go over there, I can look you up.
So let's go with Monday. What is that?
Right, let's go with the national
today
menu.
Is Monday.
Daddy,
all right.
We'll be having the same thing. On Mondays, they wake up to cereal and Pop-Tarts.
Oh.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty nice.
That's really good.
I wonder if they heat up the Pop-Tarts and put a little pat of butter on there.
I don't know if they have a toaster.
Yeah.
I feel like they could make that into some type of weapon.
Yeah. All right.
Over to the pokey. Let's see here. For lunch today, P. Diddy will have his choice. Southwest chicken wrap.
Oh.
Oh, that sounds good.
Ain't bad, right?
Yeah.
Or he can choose the Southwest tofu wrap.
Okay. Vegetarian options.
Hang on a second. If you were in prison, really, do you deserve a vegetarian option?
Yeah, if you're vegetarian.
No, you lose all your rights.
Well, I mean,
eat what we give you. We can't make something separate on the menu for you. It's taxpayer dollars.
Well, then you wouldn't give people meat because that's more expensive than veggie.
Yeah.
All right, for dinner. I didn't have an argument there.
Yeah.
That was a good comeback. That was like I was in court. Like you cross-examined me. All right, we'll move on.
Okay,
we'll move
okay,
on.
Okay, okay.
All right, for dinner,
yep.
The options are a turkey roast sandwich. Man, this prison food sounds delicious. Or you can choose just navy beans.
What?
What are navy beans?
Navy beans.
Like with ham in it?
Yeah, the white beans.
Oh, okay.
White beans are navy beans, right?
No.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Take it from me. I'm from Tennessee.
Yeah,
I get it.
Plus, I thought maybe you were in the Navy.
No, and I watch a lot of crime shows. No, I was never in the Navy. I'd love to have joined the Navy at some point, but I didn't. But there you go. That's Mondays.
Wow.
Mondays menu.
Do they get snacks?
And every Monday is the same. Every day is the same.
Are there like snacks?
No, there's no snacks.
Oh.
They probably have a commissary. Sari, right?
Yeah.
Commissary.
Yeah, you can buy some, yeah.
Yeah. And they buy their little goods. Like, if you've got money on the books, you can go in there and get you some Cheetos.
I wonder what, like, the thing that they miss the most as far as food. You know, I would think like a supreme pizza from Pizza Hut.
No, you're exactly right. They say, again, I watch a lot of crime shows. They say the main thing they missed are chain restaurants.
Yeah.
Because they have a specific taste to all their food, like a McDonald's, KFC, things like that. That's what they miss the most.
Yeah, French fries from McDonald's.
Yeah. Oh. Right.
I'm sorry, Nathan. This seems rude.
Nolan.
Nolan.
Inmate 68444.
Well, Carter told me his name was Nathan.
Carter. Can I just quickly give you tomorrow?
No, I don't care.
Carter, how about you? You want to hear it?
No, I'm good.
We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show. All right, so what is the deal again?
Oh, I was just telling you that you're a horrible person.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not like you didn't know that. So
no, I hear it all the time.
I really...
Jay, you're horrible. Now, what makes me so horrible today?
Because you don't return your shopping cart. You never have. And you've told us many stories about it. Even an old lady yelled at you once.
Yeah.
She said, really? Like that.
Yeah.
Here's what it says. A person who is unable to return a shopping cart is no better than an animal, an absolute savage who can only be made to do what is right by threatening them with a law and the force that stands behind it. A shopping cart is what determines whether a person is a good person or a bad member of society.
Wow.
Horrible. And Spadil, you and I were talking about, like, explain to him what it means.
The shopping cart test is, there's no reward and there's no punishment for returning your shopping cart or not. So, because it's the right thing to do and there's no reward or punishment, if you don't do it, you're just an a-hole because you don't care that there's no reason to not do it.
And I know that you return yours. I know I've returned mine.
Yeah, I
don't know Carson at all.
Every single time.
Yeah. Only one a-hole in the room. That's right. You, BJ Harris.
I do leave it sometimes.
Yeah.
I do.
I know you've told us.
Yeah, I do. Now, the old lady, she didn't yell at me for that, though.
What did she yell at me for?
She yelled at me for putting trash in it, if you remember. That's what I did. I took the cart back, and she was gathering all the carts.
Uh-huh.
That was her job, and man, she was old, old lady. And she was gathering all the carts, and I had a cup that was empty, and I stuck it in one of the carts.
Oh,
okay. Wow. And she looked at me, and she goes, really?
I'm with her.
I mean, that's what worse. She did.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Because now she
I'm
has to
saying,
clean it
I
out.
I want to clarify my name. So I'm going to be an a-hole.
I wouldn't have done that. I would not have done that. That makes you even more of an a-hole.
Yeah.
I can't remember if it was Mike. It doesn't matter.
Anyway.
So Elon Musk says
yeah,
that.
So,
has Elon Musk ever pushed a cart?
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. So he's not one to say it.
Remember I played Stump the Millionaire on the radio, and George Maloof, who owned the Palms and he owned the Sacramento Kings or whatever, we asked him how much a 2-liter bottle of soda cost. 2-liter, a bottle of soda. And he said $12.
They don't have a clue, do they?
They do not.
Not a clue.
Nope. No. Because like Jamie Spears, Britney's dad, was his chef.
Yeah.
And so he doesn't go shopping or anything.
No, he doesn't.
Right?
Doesn't buy any of his own groceries.
No, of course not. $12 for, hey, it might be $12 now. Who knows?
It might be.
Back in the day, it was 89 cents. It probably is $12 now.
Yeah. All right, well,
a-hole. Go ahead.
Yeah,
your buddy Elon called you an a-hole.
Yeah, my buddy Elon. Elon does good things. He's a smart guy. There are a few things that I don't agree with him on, but he's a pretty smart guy. And right now, he's really upsetting a lot of people, though.
Well, yeah.
Because of his support, you know, with the election and everything. I'm just glad that you're ready to vote.
I know.
Now, did you get the notification? Have you gotten anything back from you registering the other day?
I have not.
So you don't know where you stand as of today. Now, you only got a week.
I know. When did I register? Friday?
Yes.
You did.
Yeah. I registered for it. But you know what? I don't think I'm going to vote for it. And I thought about not saying this on the air. But I was like, should I not? I don't think I'm going to vote for a president. I'm going to let all you guys that have passion about it, like, have it. I'm just going to vote no on 127.
That's up to you.
You're allowed to do that. You can definitely do whatever you want.
Okay.
Yeah, you can leave anything blank.
Yeah,
I know a lot of people that, I don't know a lot. I know a few people that are just voting for president only, and maybe even the state senator. But other than that, they're not going to vote for anything else. They don't understand it as much.
And I'm voting for some judge in Douglas County, like Bradson or something, because my girlfriend went to high school with him, and she said he's a real swell guy.
I just like that you're now a big girl. You're a big girl. You're grown up. You're now voting. I mean, it took a few years.
It did.
But now that you're a part
I'm
of the system, Jamie.
I'm a big kid now.
I encourage everybody to vote. Now, I don't care who you vote for. Right. It doesn't matter to me. It's your right to vote. Go do it.
Can I tell you a fight I got into yesterday?
With what?
With a man.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm at Bud's Bar, right? And this guy, I think he's from Erie or something. And anyway, they drove all the way just to go get a Bud's cheeseburger, he and his son. And he goes, I said, oh, wow, that's a long drive just to get a cheeseburger, but they are good. And then he's like, yeah, I don't invite my daughter because she's married to a communist. And I go, wait, what? Because I'm like, what? And he goes, yeah, I don't even talk to her anymore because she married somebody that's going to vote for Kamala. And I go, you know that these people don't care about you, right? And he goes, what do you mean? I said, both candidates don't know your name. They don't care about you, but you will know your daughter forever. And you know,
that's a bond that should never be broken.
And I said, it's really not worth it. And he goes, F you. And he left his money and he left. He said, come on, son, we're leaving. I'm like, oh my God.
I think it was Elon Musk over the weekend. You know, they had that big rally with Trump up in Madison Square Garden in New York. And I think he's the one who got on stage and said, look, if you're breaking up a family relationship or you're breaking up, you know, with some other person in your life, a friend or whatever, over politics, that's stupid.
Well, listen, this guy was even mad at me and I didn't even say like who I was voting for or anything.
Yeah.
And
it is stupid.
It is so dumb. I go, you know, don't you want to have memories with her? Like life is short and all this stuff. And he's like, he told me to F off.
And you're crazy. A complete stranger.
I don't have a political affiliation, right? Like I was just saying like, love your daughter.
Yeah.
Told me to F off.
I don't get the people that take it so seriously.
Me either. It's crazy. It's
like Jamie says, these people don't know you. I mean, you can vote for the policies they stand for. That's fine. Whatever. But they don't know you on a personal basis.
It's
They're not working
worth
to make
it.
You rich. Nothing like that. Just cast your vote and move on.
I mean,
live
honestly.
Life.
Like,
yeah.
It's
weird.
People are acting like it's the end of the world.
It's life or death.
Yeah,
it really is.
It's really, I mean, no matter who becomes, and you don't yell at me and don't text me, but no matter who becomes president, our lives just move on, you guys.
Yeah.
You know, with our families and everything, it just moves on.
That's the way you have to look at it. And we'll be fine. We'll survive no matter who wins.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
We'll all get through it. Don't worry about it, man. But do go vote. I'm a big proponent of that. I like, and I tell Jamie, I've told Jamie for years she needs to vote.
Yeah.
For years.
Yes.
And finally, she's in the system.
I'm
like
a
it.
Big kid now.
BJ and Jamie here on this Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, okay, I'll vote for a president.
Jeez.
Calling me names, a ding-dong. I haven't been called a ding-dong since fifth grade.
Yeah, you kind of deserve it, though.
Ding-dong and clueless.
Yeah.
That's
clueless and ding-dong. I'm telling you, that's our new morning show. A-hole and ding-dong in the morning.
Oh,
featuring Carter and Spadil.
Lord. Hey, you guys, Brittany posted a new Instagram, and I'm with Carson. When we watched it, because he and I were watching it, because somebody said, you guys got to see what Brittany just posted on Instagram. And I'm with Carson. It is sad.
That's all it is. It's not anything but you just feel terrible for her and what she's going through. And
yeah, because she's trying to be so sexy, and she's got like a little panties and a bra, and you know they're at her hip or whatever, and she does this thing with her hands over and over. She makes them go in circles, and then she turns around and slaps her ass.
Fidel, can you pull up the video?
Yeah, I got it pulled up right now, actually.
Show prep.
Yeah.
I'd like to see it. I haven't seen it.
It's not sexy. It's sad.
You know what?
It is.
Here's the thing with Brittany. For me, I'm done with her. I'm over it.
Yeah.
I'm over it. These videos come out every 2 days. I'm sick and tired of it. We've seen her in every wardrobe that she has in her house. We've seen it all, and I'm done with it. I'm tired of feeling sorry for her. If she wants to put herself out there this way, that's on her.
I am a fan of the matching bra and panty set.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I mean, I'm done with her. I'm done with her. Sorry about that slap.
What was that? Holy Toledo. We were just talking about the whole thing about politics, and Kid Rock says that he and Eminem are great friends. And he said, I don't care that Eminem is endorsing Kamala, and that I'm endorsing Trump. We're still going to stay great friends.
Boom. We just talked about
Ta-da!
That.
Perfect. Ta-da.
You know, and the same with the Taylor Swift, Brittany Mahomes.
All
same
of it.
Thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way it should be.
Exactly. Let's see here. It says that, I guess, Sean Diddy Combs, he planned a lot of his parties around big events like the VMAs and the Super Bowl. So he would have these parties at these clubs with these well-known people like Eva Longoria was there, Fergie. Ice-T, Quincy Jones, Jeff Gordon, the NASCAR driver, Paris Hilton, and he would have these big parties at clubs. Well, they didn't know anything was going on after that. It wasn't until people would leave and then go to the mansion that it would become shady.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this guy's toast. Everything I'm reading, I don't even want to go into it. It's so disgusting. He's done.
He is, but you know, at the same time, some of these people that went to these parties, I don't hold that against them at all. I mean, they were invited to a celebrity's party. They didn't really, I guess, know the really dirt stuff, or maybe they did. But, you know, it was the thing to do. And they just fell into that trap, and now it's all coming back on him. But I don't feel bad for them at all. I mean, I don't blame them at all.
Right. And what I do feel bad for is like people's, like their past is coming up. For example, Taylor Swift, she made a comment a long, long time ago. She was 21 and she said that she wanted P. Diddy to be her prom date.
Yeah.
You know, like he'd be the ultimate prom date. Well, now it's coming back and people are like, oh my God, she didn't know.
You cannot be judging people in the rear view mirror.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, you like, just can't do it unless they're the ones that perpetrated the crime. Then you can. But if they're just, you know, somebody that knew somebody that committed the crime, you can't use that against them.
Yeah, so it's going viral. It's on TikTok. It's Brittany. She was on the Rachel Ray. By the way.
No, it was Taylor, wasn't it?
What did
Not
I say?
Brittany.
Oh, sorry. Brittany on my mind. Matching bra and panties. Sorry. Can't get over it.
I got it.
Anyway, it was Taylor, and it's gone viral on TikTok. Everybody's like, oh, yeah, but I'm with you. But I was going to bring up Rachel Ray. What is she sick? Is like, is something like, does she taking steroids or something?
I don't know.
Something she just
completely
and she's
completely different.
She looks completely different, and she says that she keeps falling.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Does she have like MS or something?
Vertigo. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Maybe blood pressure. Who knows?
Her blood pressure.
It could drop and cause you to pass out, Jamie. You know, I wanted to be a doctor at one time. I think blood pressure can do it. I feel mine drop every day in here.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just dropping right now with this report.
Really? Mine's getting higher.
I don't know. I'm just agreeing pressure. There's something wrong with it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, does anybody know anything?
She hasn't really said like what's wrong with her yet. She just says that she's had these bad falls. This is what I'm seeing. And then she also had that that thing where she was slurring like a couple months ago.
Oh, that's
right.
Yeah,
that video when she was doing that cooking.
Yeah, I remember that. Wow. She still has dog food, right? She still sells dog food.
She does.
Food.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's still expensive.
It is?
Yeah.
Isn't it like fresh or something?
Supposed to be, yeah.
Fresh pet or something?
Yeah, it's hard to tell with dog food.
I cannot believe, I mean, I know y'all are dog owners and stuff. There's a whole aisle now just dedicated to your dogs.
Yeah.
Like, whole and there's a refrigerator. Yep. Yeah.
Fresh pet, I buy it. Yeah.
That is, that man. All right. Anyway, Brooke Snider and Gleb. Remember the Dancing with the Stars couple that were like all hot and heavy?
They
broke up.
They did?
Yeah. I feel like she was just doing it for publicity. And now they broke up after dancing. After they got kicked to the curb, I guess he's sad and she's just like, yeah, whatever. Next.
What went wrong?
I don't know.
That's terrible.
Isn't it terrible? Let's see here. Adele, she saw Celine Dion. And all of a sudden she was crying. I don't know. So who was performing? Adele got emotional when Celine Dion surprised her by showing up at one of her Las Vegas residencies. So Adele's on stage, right? She's singing. And then she sees Celine. She's like, oh my God, Zelina.
She had a full blown meltdown.
Yeah. So she went over to her seats, you know, the good ones. And she's like, oh my God. She was crying. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. They're like holding each other's faces.
It's so pretty. I can't believe that she didn't get up and sing with her. That would have been amazing.
I was expecting that, yeah.
Right? But Celine's kind of on again, off again with her voice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. I already did that one. I'm starting to... Oh, I don't want to say this out loud. I'm starting to like Lizzo.
You are?
Yeah.
So am I.
Whoa.
I am. I never really didn't like her. I'm just saying that I like the effort she's putting in right now to lose weight. I think because it's very unhealthy to be that heavy. You know?
She's finally saying that she was wrong in, you know, like loving your body no matter what weight. She said, look, that wasn't right.
She embraced that for a long period of time. You know? And now she's working really hard in the gym. I don't know if she's taking the Ozempic stuff or not. But, man, she is really putting in the time, it appears, with the videos she's posting.
Well, why I like her is that it seems like she has a sense of humor because she spoofed her own South Park parody for Halloween. Yeah. She, I guess she dressed up as a package of Lizzo. Which is what they did at South Park. They said, oh, are you taking the new drug, Lizzo? So she actually wore an outfit that looks like an Ozempic bottle, but it says Lizzo. So that's pretty funny.
It's hilarious.
It is honestly. Funny, right? Yeah, so I have mad respect for that. All right, anyway, there you go. Tabloid Trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.